The Presence of Snowgood is a feature film, and we're honoured that the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, has been chosen for its very first general public screening. It's happening at 8 p.m. on Friday, the 4th of July, and I'm very happy to say that I'm joined by Neil McKenzie, who's the writer and producer, and Lee Tarrant, who's the director of the film, and they're here to tell us all about it. Gentlemen, welcome. Great to see you.
Thank
Oh,
you.
good
Thank you, Lynn.
afternoon. So, Neil, to you first of all. Intriguing title. Can you give us a brief overview of the story and what's the title all about?
Well, it comes off the back of a short that Lee directed and produced about 4 years ago, which was called A Curious Tale. And it's just a ghost story set on a Sussex coast. The short basically tells a story of an archaeologist who runs into, shall we say, a bit of trouble without giving the story away when trying to find a legendary Saxon crown. But off the back of the short, Lee and I then got together to collaborate on working on a sequel to it. In the presence of Snowgood, the presence as in the presence of something, and Snowgood being the fictitious village where the story is set. It follows in the same vein. It's a supernatural psychological thriller.
Where did you connect with this then, Neil?
When I said to Lee that I was a writer, he said, "Well, why not have a go at writing a sequel to the film?" And I think initially we had thought it would just be another short, but I got a bit carried away with the story and suddenly found myself writing a novel. And then I realized that, of course, to make a film out of it, you've got to turn it into a screenplay, something I hadn't done before. And I thought, well, how hard can that be? About 6 months later, having torn just about every hair out of my head, I realized that it was slightly more complex than you imagine. The screenplay was produced, and then, of course, we had to turn it into a film. And Lee said to me, "Well, as you've written it, why don't you produce it?" And again, I said, "Can't be that difficult, can it?" And that's probably the thing I most got wrong, because producing anything is mind-boggling, as I found out, and as Lee found out as well. But we got there, a big learning lesson. I'm still just about sane, I think. And the film is now 1 hour 44 minutes. It's been classified as a 15, which is great.
So, Lee, you're the director of the film. How did you pull it all together then? Obviously, you needed all the technicians, you needed all the actors. Where do you
Yeah.
start?
Well, we kept it local, actors that not many people had heard of. And then we decided that we would get a couple of household names in the cast as well, just to give it a little bit more of a presence and also a little bit more sort of a hit when we came to the marketing. The actual crew are people that I work with on my normal film. I do quite a few documentaries and corporate films and films for music artists. So I pulled in my usual crew for those guys. We had all the kit amongst us because we've got our own cameras, tracks, lights, so we didn't have to hire anything. Then it was over to Neil to organise the locations. Neil and I also went out to quite a few locations to scout them and get permission to actually shoot in them beforehand. So we all had to be really precise on timing, making sure everybody was available. Generally, it was quite a smooth shoot. It was hard work, but very rewarding.
The weather was kind.
Most of the time.
Now and then we had a few hiccups.
I think one of the problems we found with the weather was that you had to adapt the script suddenly very quickly, because unlike, big Hollywood budgets where you can delay filming by a few days, we didn't have that luxury. So suddenly a character would be walking along and it's lovely and sunny and bright and dry, and then it's pouring down with rain. So you had to adapt the script accordingly, literally on set.
We're quite lucky. For example, there's a storm sequence right at the beginning of the film, and we were going to have to make our own rain and sound effects and visually as well. But lo and behold, on that day, at about 7 o'clock in the evening, there was a storm. So we just used the storm and carried on shooting right through to probably one or two in the morning because we'd planned it that way. But we used the real rain, for example. So there's the element of luck as well.
So it was mostly filmed on location in and around Sussex and Kent.
In Kent, it was Galdhurst, Ticehurst, Bule Water, and then Sussex, it was Ashdown Forest, Peacehaven, Rye, Ardingly. So, quite local, really. And that was partly born out of the fact that obviously we didn't want to travel too far away. But also, we were relying on lots of local actors. And we were relying on their good nature because obviously budgets are very, very tight. Most of the actors gave their time for absolutely nothing, which was absolutely amazing. I mean, they're an incredible bunch. They really are. And lovely to really bang the gong for local independent filmmaking, you know, for Kent and Sussex.
So who are your stars, Lee?
Well, it's a lady called Sarah Moore Ward, who was in some thriller films and a couple of Agatha Christie kind of things. She was brilliant, a very good actress. And we brought in Caroline Munro. Now, she was a James Bond girl.
Which James Bond would that be?
Bio Love Me.
Yes. Yeah,
she was in The Helicopter.
That's it. And luckily, I knew her agent. So we said, would she be keen? Because she's kind of like been in that kind of film. She's already got a following. So we didn't really have to audition her. We went, Neil and I went up to London to meet her, and she loved it. So we were quite fortunate.
And the lovely thing was that Caroline, so down to earth on one of the shoots she was involved with, was in the kitchen washing up, looking after the crew, you know, and this is the ex-Bond lady, and she's
Bond girl
up
doing the with her marigolds on. See pictures of her recently. She's still looking terrific, isn't she?
She still is. And when she arrived, when we met her for lunch in London, and she arrived and she walked down the stairs into this restaurant, absolutely glamorous. The whole place just came to a standstill as Caroline entered the building. And
two men with clipboards looked a bit suspicious, I think. But it's,
yes.
But a brief mention about the music soundtrack. Gordon Giltrap, who's a very well-known 70s, 80s guitarist. He's written some new music. Nobody's heard it yet. And he kindly gave us some of his music to use in the movie as well.
Was it a positive experience? I mean, having gone through it, would you do it again? Lee, to you first of all.
Yeah, I'd definitely do it again because it's sown the seed for new creativity, which is the most positive thing. So you think, right, you know what we could have done here and what we will do next time. And then when Neil gets around to writing a follow-up, which he will do, he'll write a follow-up sometime. In a few years' time, we might get it together again and say, you know what, never say never.
And to you, Neil.
I mean, it's obviously still ongoing, the film, because although we've finished it, we're still trying to promote it. We were very lucky to work with a lady who's a festival consultant, and she basically really, really helped us. And we've chosen 30 festivals, and three of them we've actually won awards for, including one in the States, in Arizona, and one in Hastings Rocks, and also West Lothian up in Scotland. That all really helps to gain recognition for the film, and also to try and, you know, wave the flag for all those people involved, because they've given so much of their time, especially the youngsters as well. There are a lot of young people involved in the film, and for them to be part of all of that's really, really important. And of course, for them to be able to see it at the Trinity as well, which
on the big screen, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to seeing this. It sounds like it's going to be a real quality movie as much as anything else.
And thank you.
It's a great achievement. I'm looking forward to seeing you both walking the red carpet one day, I'm sure. We'll see it at the various premieres.
I think our wives are certainly looking forward to it because they were the executive producers. So
they probably bought the dresses already.
They have. They've got the outfits already. So
The presence of Snowgood will have its very first general public screening at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, at 8 p.m. on Friday, the 4th of July. Find out more about it and book your tickets. Go to trinitytheatre.net and don't miss it. Sadly, gentlemen, we are out of time, so I'm going to have to wind it up here. Congratulations. It is a great achievement. Wonderful. Thanks for chatting to us today. So Neil McKenzie, writer and producer, and Lee Tarrant, the director of the film, The Presence of Snowgood. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lynn. Thank you.